Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I see that South Africa has welcomed the declaration of unity between the various Palestinian groups. And this is a statement from Durco. South Africa welcomes the declaration. South Africa welcomes declaration of unity between Palestinian groups and their stated intention to constitute an interim national unity reconciliation government. Palestinian unity has the capacity to bring Palestinians closer to achieving the core objective of the Palestinian cause: self-determination, freedom, justice, peace, establishment of an independent, sovereign, and prosperous Palestinian state. Now, this took place in China, and it is a very, very interesting development in that we know in the history of the Palestinian political movements, there hasn't been very much unity. In fact, there's been a tremendous amount of discord amongst the various Palestinian groups. Is this real? Is this a real GNU, Government of National Unity, or is this just a way to secure funding from China? Sandile Swane is a political analyst. He joins us this morning. Sandile, good morning. Thanks for doing so. How are you?
I'm good, Howard, and good morning to our listeners.
So this is a very interesting development, and I see that South Africa has made Government of National Unities popular this year. What does this actually mean, though?
It's a very difficult one, Howard, because as you correctly point out, there are some fundamental differences as to what needs to be done. But we will just deal with one aspect of it, mm-hmm. which is to say there would be a group that would be agreeing with people such as Israel, who want an Israel-friendly authority or government or prefecture over the Palestinian territories to be in place. And then you have the likes of Hamas, who don't want even to recognize Israel mm-hmm. as a state. Mm-hmm. So to bring those two ideas under one roof is a job and a half.
Yeah, yeah.
However, from South Africa's point of view, I think many people, including a lot of the European states, are now saying, guys, let's go back to this two-state solution.
Right.
We have to shove and push all of you
right.
Into the correct boxes. The Israelis need to understand that these are not wars that can continue forever, and you cannot have
correct.
A puppet
yes.
Running the state of Palestine and so on and so forth. So those are the tricky things. But from an international perspective, I think right now we're closer to a possible solution than ever before. Not because the Palestinians are good, but the circumstances that they find themselves in are such that they are probably going to be also pushed and nudged by the international community towards some form of GNU and beyond the two-state solution.
Which is very good, because both parties need to be held accountable. If they're not, then there's very little likelihood of a solution. And pushing them towards that, as you say, nudging them towards that, I think is very important. It also means that there's no dividing and conquering, which is what we have seen in the past. Israel's done that. They've divided the groups. Iran has done that. The United States. It's very, very common to do that. And a united group hopefully eliminates that possibility.
Yes, I think that, statesmanship and statecraft is the art of the possible. Mm. It's good for anybody to have any pipe dream. I mean, if we take the two groups, Hamas on the one hand, who says there must be no state of Israel, mm, mm. and Israel that says, yes, we want Palestinians, but we want a puppet government mm, mm. that will point out so that you can arrest them and what have you. Every state, whether that state is the United States of America and any other state, you have defenders out inside your borders and outside your borders. So to wish for a situation where a group of people will just dance to your tune and be under your thumb, it's never going to work.
Correct.
So we live in a complex world where people think independently, and we need to give them that space and set up a framework for accountability.
Right. Accountability, exactly. Accountability, security for all the parties. It's interesting, though, because it's fascinating that it's taken this to bring the Palestinian groups together. Why do you think that is?
If you study history, you know, if you study history, even our own history here in South Africa, people think that, for instance, the National Party that took power in 1948 was a straightforward process. But there were so many splits in the National Party before 1948. And the National Party that won the election in 1948 was a coalition.
Mm.
And then by the time apartheid was losing momentum, there were still splits, the Conservative Party, there were still splits. So in politics, our reading of politics as different groups, just the reading of politics is different. For instance, are you going to be able realistically to say you are going to obliterate Israel as a state, a political entity on the face of the earth? In history, you are going to struggle with that.
Sure.
In politics, you are going to struggle with that. So, and you will not have no moral authority to do that.
Right.
So those are some of the problems that people, they've been coming there. I hear this story that people are saying, yeah, these leaders are now coming together for self-preservation and self-interest. It may well be.
Well, so what?
I see more than that.
Who cares? Yeah. Who cares as long as the outcome is good? Yeah.
As long as the outcome is good. So I'm with a group that says, I think that the conditions surrounding Palestinian people and Israel itself, international conditions, are such that it makes sense now to say, guys, from the two-state, we've been discussing this for too long. The UN has accepted this. Mm. The Europeans have accepted this. Let's move on with it now.
Very, very interesting take. I love yours, Sandile Swana. Thank you, as always, political analyst, talking to us about the Palestinian groups coming together to form this government of national unity.